Good morning. This is WHYY. It's 5:42. Some Philadelphia Democrats gathered in front of Martin Luther King High School Monday, 53 years after Dr. King's assassination, to support Governor Wolf's latest education funding proposal. For WHYY, Emily Rizzo has more on what students say the resource boost would mean for Philadelphia schools.
Amaya Monet Parker, sophomore at Central High School, said her schools have had to cut foreign language and extracurricular classes like music and art. Her textbooks are damaged, pages torn or missing.
Students should not have to daydream about a quality education when students just a few blocks away are receiving it because their schools are better funded.
Pennsylvania has the third largest funding gaps in the nation between wealthy and low-income school districts, according to a report from the Public Interest Law Center. Governor Wolf plans to erode that gap with a big influx of new cash and a redistribution of state education funding through a formula based on student need. Kaylin Stringer, senior at Martin Luther King High School, was among those who tied the funding to Philadelphia's ongoing gun violence crisis.
This money, these books, this education could be the money that is used to stop that young man from pulling that trigger.
GOP lawmakers who control the state house reject Wolf's proposal, which hinges on a personal income tax hike. Emily Rizzo for WHYY News.